This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. CVS Pharmacy announced this weekend that it would buy the nation's third largest health insurer, Aetna, for $69 billion. The merger would still need to be approved and could face challenges along the way. But if this deal does go through, the move could have a significant impact on the healthcare industry as we know it now. Carolyn Johnson joins us. She's a business reporter for The Washington Post, where she covers the health industry. Carolyn, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, part of why this is a big deal, I didn't even get it at first. When we think CVS, we think the corner drugstores around the country. They're a lot more than that, aren't they? They're this thing called a pharmacy benefit manager. What is that?
Yeah, so most people do know CVS as the drugstore that they go to with aisles of consumer goods, but they make a lot of money from pharmacy benefit management, which is something they do for insurers or for employers where they negotiate drug prices. So these are these like invisible to us middlemen who are designing kind of like the structure of your prescription drug benefit plan. So when you go and something is covered or not covered, or a copay is bigger or smaller. That's the kind of work that a pharmacy benefit manager does, and it's become a huge business.
So this merger would mean a big pharmacy chain, a big pharmacy benefit manager, those are both CVS, and now Aetna, a big, the third biggest insurance provider in the country. So what would this consolidation look like? What could this company do?
Well, according to the companies who are trying to kind of paint the picture of possibility, they see this as a way to create a new front door for healthcare in America, is how they're putting it. So basically, Aetna is an insurer, so one of their main goals as an insurance company is to kind of control healthcare costs, make sure people are getting the right kind of healthcare and the right settings, not going to the emergency room for the sniffles or getting a surgery that doesn't actually help. So they want to combine that with CVS is kind of nationwide, bricks and mortar, 9,700 pharmacy locations, and sort of transform that beyond a store into some kind of community health hub where people could go for basic kind of health procedures, counseling from pharmacists or nurses, and just kind of follow-up care and kind of chronic disease management to kind of help people stay healthy, and also just stay out of the hospital or other more expensive care settings.
Would this involve, and I know there's probably a lot of details to iron out here, would this involve doctors and physicians' assistants? You mentioned nurses in particular.
They're talking a lot about pharmacists and nurses and not doctors, which is really interesting. Doctors are already kind of a little uncomfortable, I think, about this, not opposing the merger, but still very curious what it means about their role. You could see how if you were a primary care doctor, this could be good. It could mean your patient with diabetes is getting kind of better counseling in between the times that you see them because they can go to this place that's in their neighborhood and maybe make sure they're really taking their drug or filling their prescription and get more kind of reminders on stuff like that. But you could also see doctors feeling displaced because, you know, these companies would prefer the patients to come to them and for them to kind of help channel them into the right healthcare areas. And a lot of doctors see that as their area and would feel worried that care might not be as good in that scenario. So it's all, a lot remains to be seen about what they do, about how they structure these places. But I think already you can see why there might be a little uneasiness from kind of the traditional healthcare system.
Now, consumers might watch this and wonder, okay, this is the insurance company that decides what I get compensated for, what I get covered, what I have to pay a copay for, and the person I'm actually buying the medication from at the pharmacy counter. Is this going to hurt me as a consumer if both of those are basically under the same corporation?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think that is the question about this merger. Will it have the kind of great effects that the companies are saying it will, where it will make everything more efficient, people will be better kind of navigated through the system with the aid of the insurer, or will it end up being more of a kind of a conflict between people who are seeking care and a company that's primary goal is to kind of make sure unnecessary care isn't being used, but unnecessary sometimes in healthcare is not a point of widespread agreement, as we already know, since, you know, we've all had battles with our insurance company. I mean, these companies are saying they could be a lot smarter about how they design the benefits so that they might not have to use some of the really annoying tools that we all have now, like a copay, or, you know, your doctor have to fill out 10 pages of paperwork just to get your medicine approved. So if they make it more easy to get essential medicine, there could be benefits. And if they make it harder for people to get things that they need because they're trying to control costs, it could be bad. So, I mean, I think those are the big questions that we're going to have to kind of see how this plays out a little bit.
We're talking about the healthcare industry with this new proposed merger buyout, CVS taking over the insurer Aetna. Carolyn Johnson is with us from the Washington Post. Couple points of background you wrote about in writing about this, Carolyn. One, there's this argument often in testimony before Congress over who's at fault for spiraling costs of certain medications, drug manufacturers blaming pharmacy benefit managers like CVS is, people at the counter wondering if it's the pharmacy's fault. There's a big blame game, and that plays into these mergers, doesn't it?
Well, there's just a lot of thought that this kind of pharmacy benefit management or this middleman industry is ripe for disruption because of the confusion you talked about. No one really understands how drug prices work. They're pretty complicated and involve a lot of different industries. And the last year or two has been kind of a merry-go-round of blame between all the different players, saying one industry is more to blame than another. And I think what that sort of has laid the groundwork for is, you know, something to change about that. Here is one kind of form of change where the insurer and the pharmacy benefit manager can become one company, which is already happening in health insurance. There's a large insurer, United Health Group, that does this well. And then there's also this kind of just swirling rumor mill about whether Amazon is going to enter. And it's like Amazon's almost become like this Rorschach test of what you think, you know, everyone has no idea what they'll do, but they have lots of ideas about what they could do to make it better. And it's kind of become, I don't know, like what people's hopes are almost is what they're projecting on, because we still don't really have any indication whether they're even going to enter the drug business. But you know, that's created as well this kind of reshuffling of players as people are responding to even just the threat of a disruptive competitor.
Right. That's anybody who sells anything to anyone, I think, at this point is worried about what happens if Amazon gets into their market. So do you think we'll see more of these big mergers between various kinds of healthcare things, pharmacies, insurers, providers, whatever, to try to make sure they're big enough to compete with Amazon if that happens?
Yeah, and with each other. You know, I mean, United Health Group is a very big insurer, the largest one, and it today, in fact, announced a $4.9 billion deal to buy primary care clinics from DaVita, a company best known for its kidney dialysis centers. And so they are moving hard from sort of the traditional role of an insurer into also being a provider. And that's another way of trying to manage healthcare costs and make care more efficient. But it also creates this sort of similar, it's like a parallel kind of situation. And they already have had a large business of pharmacy benefit management and owning some clinics, but it just everyone expects more of this, so it's going to be a busy coming weeks and months, I think.
Well, that makes the government reaction to CVS and Aetna, I imagine, really important. So is there a thought that the government might look at this and say no to the merger?
People are really unsure, I would say. People who normally know what they think about what will happen to a merger. This is an unusual kind of merger because it's not between two like companies. They do very different business and they don't compete with each other. So the threat isn't exactly that they'll combine and just drive up prices because there'll be fewer competitors, because they're really just kind of consolidating in a vertical way, not like sort of horizontal, which is how people think about it. So a lot of people are kind of looking at the recent challenge to the AT&T Time Warner merger, which is a similar structure, as a clue maybe the government is going to be concerned about a merger like this. And it's certainly true the government has been caring about these health insurance mergers, which failed last year, which included an Aetna proposed to merge with Humana, and it basically got shot down and eventually collapsed. So I'd say that people are wondering what's going to happen and aren't sure. It's certainly not the typical grounds on which, an antitrust case is built. So people are going to be watching very closely.
And Carolyn, you're covering what to my mind is probably the most complicated business in the United States. Is it going to get any simpler if we see these mergers and consolidations? Does it make it easier to figure out what's going on or more complicated?
I don't know. I think everyone thinks healthcare will get simpler, but I'm not sure why it would, but who knows? And it sort of depends on, from a consumer point of view, what you mean. The recent shift towards high deductible plans that saddle us with a lot of our costs up front has been a huge kind of long-term change in the structure of health insurance. And that is making it, that is actually making something that was confusing more, it's revealing how confusing it is. Because previously people just paid their copays and just went on with their lives and kind of their insurance did the rest behind the scenes for them. But now, because people are suddenly facing $1,000, $2,000, $6,000 deductible, they're learning how much the list price of their drug is or the variation in price for like a MRI. It could be very, very different at one hospital or one imaging center versus another. And so a lot of the stuff in the healthcare system that is complex is now actually becoming complex for consumers in a way that it hasn't been. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of this, I don't know, effort to change and find a way to make it work. I don't think the solution is to make consumers do more work because it's already pretty confusing. So I hope that whatever comes out of this, will be helpful to consumers and not just further put more of the onus on them.
Carolyn, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Carolyn Johnson, reporter for The Washington Post, where she covers business and the business of health. She joined us today to talk about the potential merger of CVS Pharmacy, and it does a lot of other stuff too, as we just learned, and health insurer Aetna, and what impact that could have on the healthcare industry and consumers.